right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight, so happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
Eddie with Happy Together. Flo and Eddie founded the Turtles, and you're listening to Connecting the Notes. Thank you all for joining us this evening. We're here on Valley Free Radio 103.3 FM WXOJLP in Northampton, and tonight we proudly present the music of Mark Volman and Howard Kalin, known as Flo and Eddie, who founded the Turtles, sang in Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention, and cut a series of solo records. That track you just heard was the reggae version of Happy Together, cut by Flo and Eddie. It was an album called Flo and Eddie Rock Steady, and it was recorded in Kingston, Jamaica at Bob Marley Studios with some reggae greats, including Chynna Smith. We'll give you the whole story and have plenty of great music coming up this hour, so stick around, and thank you as always for tuning in. Feel free to give us a call, 585-1033, and without further ado, here's Flo and Eddie.
Go lightly. from the ledge, babe, go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe, I'll only lead you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part. Someone to close his eyes to you. Someone to close.
Turtles performing Bob Dylan's It Ain't Me, Babe. That was the first single from the band that later became famous for their song Happy Together. Turtles lead singers and founders Mark Volman and Howard Kalin are the subject of our show this evening. The two met while growing up in Westchester, California, as they both took clarinet lessons with Mr. Ferguson at Westchester Music Store. They're both also part of their high school's a cappella choir, and in the early 60s, being influenced by Dick Dale and the surf rock of the time, started the instrumental surf rock group The Crossfires. The members were all in their teens, still in high school, and made pretty good money playing at events and frat parties. So here are The Crossfires with their with the song Chunky, recorded around 1963.
Hey kids, what time is it?
It's Chunky time!
Crossfires with Chunky. Flo and Eddie both played sax in that group, but by 1964 they put down the instruments to sing, which was for the band they are now playing more pop-oriented music. They are noticed by Ted Fain and Lee Lesef of the newly formed White Whale Records. They also took the suggestion of Red Foster and changed the band name from the Crossfires to the Turtles. They enjoyed early success covering Bob Dylan's It Ain't Me, Babe, which we heard a few minutes ago. And they had further success, especially with the Steve Barry and P.F. Sloan songs such as You Baby, I Get Out of Breath, and Let Me Be. The Al Nichol and Charles Port song Grim Reaper of Love was chosen as the band's third single. It failed to chart, and the group later questioned the logic in the decision, but I really like this song. It's kind of psychedelic and pretty good for 1965. So here's the Turtles with Grim Reaper of Love.
Mm-hmm.
1967 saw the peak of the Turtles' popularity with the song Happy Together, written by Gary Bonner and Alan Gordon of the Magicians. They would pen more Turtles hits in the coming years. The next year, the Turtles released their most unique album, The Battle of the Bands. Battle of the Bands had the Turtles performing songs in varying styles and genres, and they even dressed to look the part on the inside sleeves of the record. As Howard Kalin, a.k.a. Eddie, reflects, quote, Battle of the Bands was our Sgt. Pepper. It was actually a wonderful idea, and it still bugs me all these years later that it was underappreciated by the music critics upon its release. We performed in the styles of all these different bands and took costume photographs of each group. I was happy with it then, and I still think it's the strongest standalone album of the band ever recorded. The album contained a Chip Douglas and Harry Nilsson written introduction, a comical take on the Beach Boys with the song Surfer Dan, and the Roger McGinn penned You Showed Me. We'll hear all those right now.
We'll be right back.
Surfer Dan. Those were all songs from the Turtles' 1968 record, The Battle of the Bands. 9 of the 12 tracks were written by the Turtles, and the record was produced by Chip Douglas, who also arranged the horns and played bass on Happy Together. Chip Douglas was also the Turtles' bass player in 1967, taking over for Chuck Ports, who was with the group since their high school years. Chip left the Turtles to produce the Monkees. He produced 3 records for them between 1967 and 1968, and that was his first experience as a producer. It was Douglas who showed the group the Byrds song You Showed Me, which in the Byrds rendition is a lot more upbeat than the version you just heard. The Turtles came across a slower tempo after Chip played the song for them on a broken organ, and the organ forced him to play it slowly. Flo and Eddie loved it, and the tempo stuck. After the release of the record, things began to sour for the Turtles, who were involved in legal disputes between managers. They also had difficulty convincing their label of the songs they wanted to make and not the hits that the record label wanted them to make. Here are the Turtles, Flo and Eddie, explaining in retrospect what happened.
What a lot of people don't know is the Turtles were in lawsuits from 1966 to 1974.
We trusted everybody, we believed, and we'd sign anything.
Here's a brief description of the managerial problems faced by a rock and roll band, us. Here's what happened. First of all, our first manager came along. He's the guy who owned the nightclub, remember him?
Yeah.
He convinced us he was good by telling us, I'm your manager.
We signed.
We believed.
Good enough for us. Manager number one, now we got a manager.
We went out on the road with this guy right here.
Call him two.
We'll call him number two. He told us that manager number one was no good.
He said he was a crook. Said manager number one hated us, stole our money, never wanted to see us again. So he said, what should we do? Sign with you?
Yeah. So we believed.
We signed with number two.
We went to our record company and we borrowed $250,000. We paid manager number one $50,000 of our money.
Cash.
We promised manager one 5 payments of $50,000. Manager number two now, we're really poor, we're out on the road. He takes our contract and sells it to a company in New York and told us it was a new agency. We believed him. There was no agency.
No. So he gave us that money, told us it was an advance, but it wasn't an advance. It was the other money.
He sold them 50% of our managerial contract, and then we didn't make the next payment on our loan. Remember the loan?
Default.
So number one now is suing us right about this time for $2.5 million because we owe him money. So now we don't like number three, bunch of swarthy geeks from New York. And number two, of course, has run off to Mexico
with our bass player's wife and $40,000 of tour money.
Wife, money, Mexico, down here. And we are with a new road manager who tells us that number three is really bad. We already know that.
We hate three anyway.
So we sign with manager number four. We're now with manager number four, and he brings in a lawyer.
Let's just call her lawyer.
And she's really bad for us. Aww. She ruins our career really bad, as if we needed help.
Can we just reiterate? Manager number one, still suing.
So this pattern continues for 3 or 4 managers and culminates in the Turtles breaking up. The pending lawsuits prevented Mark Volman and Howard Kalin from using their real names on future recordings. So the duo created the names The Fluorescent Leech and Eddie, which would be shortened to Flo and Eddie. In 1970, Flo and Eddie joined Frank Zappa as vocalists for the Mothers of Invention.
I carry a gun. I hope the bulls don't bum you out.
Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention with Rudy Wants to Buy Yous a Drink. Flo and Eddie featured as vocals on that track and are the subject of our show tonight here on Connecting the Notes, coming at you live from Valley Free Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. The Turtles bassist Jim Pons also joined Zappa at this time. Flo and Eddie were offered to join the band after a Frank Zappa and Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra concert in May of 1970. They had known Zappa beforehand, and Kalen's cousin, Herb Cohen, was also Zappa's manager at the time. Flo and Eddie became part of Zappa's film project, 200 Motels, and would often engage in skits live on stage, taking on the personas of groupies. Flo and Eddie even got arrested at one of these shows at Virginia Beach after ignoring requests made by Virginia police to exclude the F word from their act.
Just anybody spew on their vital parts. They want a guy from a group with a big hit single in the charts.
Funny you should mention it. Our new single made the charts this week with a bullet. With a bullet. Just let me put a little more rancid Budweiser on my beard right now, baby, and you can show me how a young girl such as you might be thrilled and overwhelmed by me.
What hotel did you say you were staying at?
Want to split right away? Not so fast, you silly boy. There's one thing I gotta say. We want a guy from a group who's got a thing in the charts. We want a guy from a group who's got a thing in the charts. We want a guy from a group who's got a thing in the charts. We want a guy from a group who's got a thing in the
charts. More Frank Zappa live from the Fillmore 1971 featuring Flo and Eddie in the Mothers of Invention. December of 1971 was a tough month for Zappa and company. On December 4th, a fire broke out at their show in Switzerland, destroying most of the band's equipment. The band Deep Purple saw the smoke from their hotel room, which inspired their hit Smoke on the Water. 6 days later, while coming out for an encore in London, Zappa was pushed off stage and into the orchestra pit by audience member Trevor Charles Howell. Zappa suffered a damaged spine, a fractured skull, and a crushed larynx, which permanently dropped his voice by a full third. Needless to say, the rest of the tour was canceled.
Yeah.
listening to Connecting the Notes, and that was Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention with Would You Go All the Way. Flo and Eddie, who were the founders and singers for the Turtles, were a part of the Mothers during that time, and they are the subject of our show this evening. If you like what you hear or you don't like what you hear, let me know why. ConnectingTheNotes@yahoo.com. You can get in touch with me or visit our site at ConnectingTheNotes.com. You can listen to old shows, get set lists, all kinds of good stuff there. Unlikely to continue working with Zappa after his accident, Flo and Eddie decided to record under their own names. Joining them on these sessions were Mothers Don Preston, Ainsley Dunbar, and Jim Pons. They released The Fluorescent Leech and Eddie, their first of five records, in 1972. Flo and Eddie with I've Been Born Again. When Howard Kalin, a.k.a. Eddie, was asked during an interview which outfit he found more rewarding, the Turtles or Flo and Eddie, he replied, "They're apples and oranges. The Turtles perform hits. They played the White House. Flo and Eddie are those other guys. They're sort of X-rated and industry savvy. They take no crap and are willing to help struggling musicians get ahead on their long, bumpy road. They are artistes. The Turtles are the band they happen to be in." Flo and Eddie wrote most of the material on these albums, and their first album contained a lot of unused material from the Turtles Present the Battle of the Bands sessions. Here's another track called Feel Older Now. Another Flo and Eddie track. That song was called Feel Older Now. In addition to their own records, Flo and Eddie also contributed backing vocals to a number of artists, including T-Rex, Steely Dan, Ray Manzarek, Bruce Springsteen, The Ramones, Keith Moon, DMZ, Alice Cooper, John Lennon, and many more. In the early 80s, Flo and Eddie also got their own radio show on LA's K-Rock. Along with program director Shadow Stevens, their show was eventually syndicated on over 50 stations. They had guests such as Harry Nilsson, Ringo Starr, and Keith Moon on the show, and would play, you know, medleys of material, usually no more than 20 seconds of any given track. So in the spirit of Flo and Eddie, and to pay homage, those two gentlemen connecting the notes will do the same with Flo and Eddie material. So enjoy.
Settle back, enjoy the view. Flo and Eddie have a show for you. Warm and cozy by the fireside.
That's right, you heard right. The secret word for tonight is Mud Shark. And of course, with the Mud Shark secret word is the Mud Shark arpeggio. A marvelous little arpeggio. And now, the mating call of the adult male Mud Shark. The Mud Shark Dancing Lesson.
Tell me over and over and over again, my friend. just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc.
Sitting around the fire when the weather gets cold. Hey, boys, I think I'm getting old. Sitting around the fire when the weather gets cold. Don't care. Down around the farm. And another little drink won't do us any harm. Hard times, I made a little moonshine. I never done that in my life before. Kept up with the news in the wintertime, sitting around the fire in the country store. Hey, boys, I think I'm getting old. Sitting around the fire when the weather gets cold. Hey, boys, I think I'm getting old. Sitting around the fire when the weather gets cold. Don't care. Down on the farm. And another little drink won't do us any harm. Any harm.
Yeah! Nilsson! It's Nilsson with Flo and Eddie.
We want to thank you, Harry, for coming today. Really, you are one of the grand friends that we have made in history, and I'll never forget you for as long as we live, and it will be forever.
Thanks for sticking you off of my ass in that alley that night.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that was the Flo and Eddie medley here on Connecting the Notes. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please check them out with the Turtles, Frank Zappa, and a whole slew of other things, a lot of their solo material as well. Last part of that medley was them on the radio with Harry Nilsson. You get a complete set list at connectingthenotes.com. So thank you all for tuning in. We got a couple more Flo and Eddie songs off their first record to close out the show. So I'll see you next week.
Stop.